All right, Jabo, say good morning. Let's begin. So we left off in the middle of Sif Yud Aleph, paragraph Yud Aleph, on page Kuf Mem Dalet, speaking about the idea that there are certain things that have the ability to blunt the effect of Yisrum, to blunt the effect of suffering, specifically acts of chesed. So again, remember, the Rabbeinu Yonah started by discussing the power of tzedakah. He then went on to go on and discuss the power of gemilos chasadim, chesed, charitable acts, and discussed how charitable acts are even more powerful than tzedakah. Because whereas tzedakah is done with your money, and tzedakah is done for the poor, gemilos chasadim can be done with your body, with actually your physical kohos, and it can be done for anyone. So he goes on. So skip down a little bit. He says, V'chin yedaber alif hani. It's kind of like right in the middle of the paragraph. It's 12 lines up from the bottom. V'chin yedaber alif hani. So too a person should speak to the heart of a poor person. The idea being that part of the mitzvah of chesed, part of the act of gemilos chasodim, is taking the time to make a person feel better. That's why Dabra Lefa'ani means speak to his heart. Speak to his heart, meaning try to figure out ultimately again what the source of his difficulties are. Try to give him chizo, try to strengthen him, try to bolster him. You should give him cover. You should give him cover. In other words, not cover for the sake of feeding his ego, but cover for the fact of trying to make him feel like a whole person. Try to give him some level of consolation. He goes on, Ki'in Shine'emar, the Safek Lara'iv Nafshecha. Bamar was in his Chron the Racham. And so too again, Chazal said, Kalam Mephaiso Bidvarim, Godel Min Hano Saint Tzedakah. He'll say, sometimes when you make someone feel better with words, it's even more impactful and more powerful than Tzedakah. So he'll say, this goes back to a deeper discussion, which is that the essence of Tzedakah is not simply giving money to someone. The real essence of tzedakah is the restoration of one's self. The idea is that when a person suffers financially, a person suffers any time of life, but especially financially, a person's sense of self suffers an incredible setback. Part of the mitzvah of tzedakah is to help to restore that other individual's sense of self. We know that because that shapes so much of Hilchos Tzedakah. That's why there's the idea of anonymity in giving. I should remain anonymous if possible. Why? Because again, the goal is to restore the person's self. If he knows that I'm giving him money, right, he knows that at the end of the day, I'm the one who's helping him. So, Lemaisa, again, what that does is that goes ahead and erodes his sense of self. Therefore, again, it's not just about the act of giving, but it's also about giving him the right words of chizuk, giving him the right words of comfort. He goes on, God, so that's what Chazal say, so one who goes ahead and comforts the ani with words, God min hanosei in tzedakah, he's even greater than one who goes ahead and gives actual funds of charity, which if you think about it is a very dramatic statement, that it is more impactful and more powerful to go ahead and make someone feel better with words than it is to actually go ahead and give money. So remember, we have a very singular focus here. Our singular focus is what actions can we engage in order to ultimately avoid Yisurin, in order to be able to avoid human suffering and difficulty that are a result of my sinful behavior. So now what we see is essentially any act of chesed, any act of kindness, has the ability to shield me from Yisurin. So we've spoken about so far tzedakah, we've spoken about gemilos chasadim. He says similarly, v'chein yasok b'mitzvas bikur cholim. Person should engage in the mitzvah of bikur cholim, of visiting the sick. Ukvuras mesim, burying the dead. Tanchumi avelim, comforting mourners. Ulusameach chasan v'kala, and to go ahead and help a chasan v'kala to go ahead and rejoice with a bride and a groom. Ki kol eila midarchei chesed. Because we'll say all of these things, these are all the pathways of chesed. So of course there's an interesting hybrid. It's an interesting hybrid of chasodim included in this particular list. Biker cholim, kvuras mesim. So you know, we'll say all of these things are considered to be acts of selflessness. Remember again, what we begin to see from the Shari Tshuva is that if sin is the manifestation of egocentricity, then the remedy for sin, or the antidote to sin, or the way to address sin, is through selfless behaviors. All of these acts of chesed have some element of selflessness associated with them, and the more I engage in that, the more I have the ability to remedy the chet. The more I have the ability to remedy the chet, the more I'm able to create almost like a little bit of a shield for myself against the potential sin, against the potential suffering. Ukineget kulam. I will say, now, the one thing that has the greatest amount of power to shield me against Yisurin is mitzvahs Talmud Torah l'shem shamayim. I will say, it's the mitzvah of learning, but not just learning, learning l'shem shamayim, learning for the sake of heaven. I will say, this is actually a very important yisod. What does it mean, learning l'shem shamayim? So remember, a person could learn Torah, and it could have absolutely nothing to do with God. Right? I can learn Torah, and it's interesting, it's stimulating, it's fascinating, it's riveting, and the Ribono Shel Olam need not come into the equation at all. So does a person get credit for learning Torah, even if God is not a part of that equation? Of course, you get credit for any good thing you do, whether it's perfect or not. But the goal ultimately is to bring the Ribono Shel Olam into my act of Avodas Hashem. So the most impactful thing that we can do to go ahead and shield us against Yisurim, in addition to all of the beautiful acts of Chesed, ultimately is Talmud Torah, is learning. Talmud Torah, we'll say, and again, when we say Talmud Torah, so just understand that when he says, Kenei Kolam, it's Talmud Torah L'Shem Shamayim. Talmud Torah L'Shem Shamayim is two things. Number one, it's Talmud Torah for the sake of God, meaning it brings God into the equation. But in addition to that, Talmud Torah L'Shem Shamayim means learning for the sake of implementation. Right? The great challenge we have all too often is we learn, we absorb certain concepts. It's wonderful, it's fascinating, it's riveting, it's inspiring. But then we forget to implement those concepts into our daily lives. Talmud Torah L'Shem Shamayim means I learn, but it's not just an academic or not just an intellectual exercise. I take what I learn and I implement into daily life. He goes on, he says, all of these etzos, all of these pieces of advice that Rabbeinu Yonah is dispensing to us. The tztaka, the gemilas chasodim, beker cholim, kvuras mesim, tenchumi avelim, the sameach chasan v'kala, and of course Talmud Torah. All of these are pieces of advice that are here to actualize the pasuk bechesed ube'emes yichupar avon. It is through chesed, it's through kindness, which is a reference to all of those gemilas chasodim pieces, and emes, which is a reference to Torah, shall sin be atoned. Ki kinyan Torah nikra kinyan emes. Therefore, I will say, in all of these situations, Chazal are teaching us that the most powerful tools that we have against Yisurim, the most powerful tools we have to protect us against the fallout from sin, are various acts of chesed, and ultimately the ultimate shield is Talmud Torah, but not just an intellectual or academic Talmud Torah, but the type of Talmud Torah, the type of learning that ultimately leads us to Maisim Tovim. All right, we'll stop with Rabbi Moshe. We'll pick up the bottom of Kuf Mem Dalet tomorrow.